Hi, everybody. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and joining me via Zoom is Emily Russell, one of our fantastic suite of Emilys that we had, our postgraduate fellow in journalism, our winter fellow. And Emily, I never called you Emily. I always called you Russell because you were actually in the station with Emily Kwong at the time in the newsroom.
I was the second Emily, the second tier Emily, which I will accept at that time and still to this day. Emily Kwong is the superior Emily.
Well, we're talking sort of about a newsroom hierarchy at the time. But and at the time, you were she was Kwong and you were Russell. And yeah. I just cannot wrap my head around calling you Emily. So it's just going to be Russell, if that's okay.
That's all right.
Russell, what are you up to now?
So I've been at North Country Public Radio, which is a pretty similar community radio station to KCAW, but we serve northern New York, which is a huge portion of the state, about the size of Vermont. And so I've been here at North Country Public Radio for 6 years. And it's actually where I grew up. So I grew up a couple hours from where I live now. And so it's been pretty amazing to come back home, essentially, and report on this place where I spent so many years as a kid and as a teenager.
I know that you've been in New York for a while. I see your posts. And you've got a dog. You like to ski. You like to do all the upstate stuff. And you actually came to Sitka from Nome. So, you know, the northern hemisphere is kind of your territory.
Yeah, I had been in Alaska for 4 years when I came to Sitka. And then after Sitka, I went on to Anchorage. And so in all, I spent 6 years in Alaska and really fell in love with it. At the time, I thought I was going to stay forever. But I'm really happy to be back where I'm just closer to family. I grew up, you know, like I said, in upstate New York, and just family is all along the East Coast. But I'm lucky that it's, as we're talking right now, it's snowing outside my office window and it's beautiful. And I get to enjoy a lot of the same kinds of activities that I would do in Alaska, but just kind of like on a smaller, more accessible scale, less scary. There are no grizzly bears here. The winter environment is not as extreme, so it's kind of my perfect environment, and it's very beautiful. I live in the mountains, and it's just a beautiful part of the country.
You don't have grizzly bears yet. I tell you, we're growing them. Yeah. We're going to be shipping them out pretty soon. So
please don't.
Stay tuned. I remember so much about you, Russell. That was a great year with you and Kwong in the newsroom, but I think my foremost memory is that when you applied for the fellowship at KCAW, I tried to talk you out of it. I actively tried to talk you out of applying.
I have such a bad memory, and I'm glad I don't remember. What did you say?
Well, you were coming from KNOM in Nome, and you had already established yourself as a statewide reporter. You had a portfolio of good stories. Your track record was really solid, and there were jobs open in other places around the state. I mean, full-time reporter jobs. You know, the fellowship was sort of a training program. We had a stipend, and it wasn't all that attractive for somebody who had already sort of established a career track in Alaska. Yet we had this conversation, and I'm like, Emily, I think the fellowship is, you might already be beyond it. But you said, no, Rob, I want to come to KCAW because why?
Yeah, I mean, you guys, KCAW, and I'm sure this is still true, was just kind of like the top tier of public radio in Alaska at the time. I mean, I just really looked up to you and Emily Kwong, Rachel Waldholtz, just really set like a very high bar for great storytelling, creative storytelling, stories where you're clearly getting out into the community, talking to real people, going on adventures. And that was something I had started doing in Nome, but I didn't have kind of the baseline training for how to do it really well. I think a lot of radio stations in Alaska struggle to keep news directors for all that long. When I was in Nome, my first year, we had two different news directors and a period of time where there was no one leading us. So I just didn't, you know, I was doing work and I was kind of trying to emulate great reporters like Emily Kwong and Rachel Waldholtz. But I didn't have anyone training me every single day, saying, no, this is how you get great tape. These are the kinds of questions you should ask. This is how you should voice your stories. And so that was definitely the thing that I was trying to get out of the fellowship. And I fully achieved that. And I'm so glad I did it. It certainly felt like a challenge the whole year. I never felt like I was, you know, I don't know, working beyond my pay grade or anything like that. It was just such an amazing experience. Before this interview, I was going back and listening to some of the work I did, which is now, what, 7 or 8 years ago. And I thought I would be cringing at it, but I'm like, wow, those are great stories. And it's all because of the people that are, you know, at KCAW and the foundation you guys have set there and the trainings you do. And just, yeah, it really set me up for a pretty wonderful career in creative storytelling.
What stories did you go back and listen to that you did?
So I was going through the archives and I was like, wow, I can't even remember I did that. I went out on a harvest run for herring eggs with a local guy. I told a story about the Alaska Day Parade that was just pretty complex and had a lot of different scenes. You guys allowed me to go out to Angoon for a couple of days, and that was a really incredible experience. I told a number of different stories from that trip, and it's, you know, still to this day, it sticks with me, and it was really fun to go back. One of the stories I told was about a local poet there who only died a couple of years ago, Frank Sharp, and that was such a special experience. And one of my favorite experiences that you let me do, which I feel like so few other public radio stations would give a reporter so much time to do, was I wanted to put two people together so that one would interview the other. And it was particularly a young fisherwoman, Iris Nash, who interviewed Sarah Jordan. And I had to, like, you know, kind of set the whole thing up and pitch it to them and have them do it and sound natural. And it was an amazing conversation. And it took me so long to edit it down. But you just gave me the time to, you know, put in the work and make it work. And that was a really rewarding experience to, like, you know, pitch something to you and say, hey, this is something I really want to do that I haven't heard anyone else really doing on the radio. But I think it could be pretty great. And I think it worked out really well.
It did work out really well. And I take no credit whatsoever for the idea or the execution. If all it was having the time to do it, then yeah, we're fine with that. And what an interesting combination that was. And mm-hmm. I still see Iris and Sarah quite often. And that connection is still there for me that you established in that story. So impact with a capital I. I'm thanking you for doing that, Russell. That was good work.
I will say that, like, I've worked at other radio stations that wouldn't say yes to that. And not because of a fast-paced news environment, but just because it's like, it might be slightly outside the norm and it's, you know, it's just not traditional and people might not be able to wrap their heads around it, or it would just take me too long, which is fair. But I think there's something really special about saying yes to projects like that, even if you at the time couldn't imagine what it might sound like, or, you know, yeah, just know how the process might unfold. And I didn't know at the time either. But just being a newsroom and a radio station that does say yes to these more creative pursuits is really a meaningful and powerful thing. It's something that North Country Public Radio does all the time, and I'm so grateful. It's why I feel like I could stay here for a really long time. But I think it's rare, so it's something worthy of just, like, celebrating, for sure.
Does North Country Public Radio do it because you're assistant news director there now, and you were sort of brought up on these kinds of ideas? I mean, have you brought that with you, or was it already established by the time you arrived?
It was already there, which I'm just so thankful for. I mean, you can go back in our archives and find these, like, wild and crazy cool stories that people have been doing for decades. But, you know, a Sitka connection, which I think did bring some amazing, you know, stories and ideas to North Country Public Radio, is Brian Mann, who grew up in Sitka. And, you know, I remember he's definitely said that, like, that KCAW has made an impact and made an impact on his career at NCPR. He now works for NPR. But so I think, you know, KCAW has an impact, and I'm glad that our stations are very similar in the way we value that creative storytelling.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, Brian Mann is somebody that we, during this particular event, you know, our Celebrate News Day, we're all always sort of touching back on some of the people who have gone on to have very good careers in public broadcasting. And Brian Mann is one of the earliest. Anyway, do you pass along any of the training you received here to the who come into North Country Public Radio? When I talk to you and when I talk to Kwong, when I talk to people like Ed Ronco, you know, Ed Ronco runs the newsroom at Interlochen now, and occasionally Ed will text me about some issue he's having with some reporter or something. And it's so interesting that you guys, you know, you were such noobs when you were in Sitka, but now you are the veteran. You're the people that new reporters look up to. And does your KCAW experience kind of filter into your interaction with the folks that you deal with who are just coming into the profession?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm glad you brought that up because I hadn't really framed this in my mind before right now. But one of the things that I try to instill in my relationship with the other people in my newsroom is a lot of positivity and encouragement. And I remember that feeling at Raven Radio where everybody, it's just like a good time. Everybody's really cheerful and encouraging. You know, you and Emily Kwong, just like you know, not saying no to stories means a lot. Just like being really encouraging and supportive, I think helps people, especially early career reporters, feel like they have the confidence to go out and tell more complicated stories. And so that's a trait that I've definitely adopted and recognize as being very important in, you know, a relationship with, say, like a younger or more early career reporter. I, at times, have been more critical of myself, and I, especially more early on in my career when I started here at North Country Public Radio, the bar was set really high, rightly so. Like, we have, you know, it's pretty rigorous here, and, you know, we have a daily news show of a half an hour that we have to fill every day, and so there's, like, you know, it's kind of pressury, but I've kind of eased that back, and I realized that, like, everybody is doing good work and it might not be perfect every day, but like everybody is, you know, working towards the mission. And that's something I know that's really important at Raven Radio as well. So I think we have at our radio station today, we have a very supportive and positive environment. And that's something I think I got from Raven Radio. And maybe I wasn't really aware of it at the time, but it really sunk in. There were moments in my first year in radio where that wasn't the case, especially when we didn't have a news director. And it's just like, you can get in your head, if no one's saying good job, you can feel like, oh, I'm not doing a good job. So having an environment where, you know, your colleagues and your editor or news director is supporting you and praising you and just, you know, focusing on the positives over the negatives, I think that's really gone a long way. And it's part of, you know, a key part of how I, you know, stand in and lead my news director when I'm in that position.
I so appreciate hearing you say that, because when I go to Alaska Press Club annually in the spring up in Anchorage, you know, I'm starting to appear like quite the elder statesman. You know, so people want to talk to me and say, well, just how did you manage to do such a long career at KCAW at Raven Radio? And I think at the fundamental level is that Raven Radio was kind of founded in a state of enthusiasm, energy, and joy, and this idea of celebrating community through broadcasting and celebrating an entire region. I mean, we cover, you know, from Yakutat down to Cake. So there's that, which is just such a great bit of momentum to get going, you know, what a kickoff. So, and I think it's been perpetuated because the work environment here has been so far from toxic. It's on completely the opposite end of the spectrum. You get this sort of family feeling, and it's not just staff, it's the entire volunteer community. And it's like, whoa, it really is kind of special. I mean, who wouldn't want to spend a career working at a place like this? Or who wouldn't spend their career looking for work environments that resemble this? There's really kind of a magic that even I, you know, inherited. I didn't create it. I inherited it. I got it from Rich McClear and Susie McClear. I got it from Ken and Rachel Fate. And I got it from all the folks who've had a role in shaping that environment. And it's so important. And I think what it leads to, is this kind of good product that you're talking about. You know, the kind of stories, I think it's reflected in the stories that people hear. So getting this from you is just feels very, very validating, I guess, because none of it's accidental. It's all intended. And it all sort of comes back to the community that we work in and the community that supports us, for sure. So,
yeah.
Russell, I really wish you could meet the people who work here now. I was thinking, what would be a, you know, what if we had a big tug of war against all the people who worked at K2 in Juneau versus all the people who worked at Raven Radio? I could just see you pulling on the rope with Catherine Rose and Meredith Reddick, who work in the newsroom now. But then getting back all my heavyweights like, you know, Kwong and Walt Holt and Ed Ronco and Enrique, who was here, and just, you know, all the fellows. And I think we'd just make a great tug of war team. I don't think we'd be dragged into the mud at all. So any plans to come back to Alaska for anything?
Man, I wish. I just hit a big milestone earlier this year that I had been back in northern New York for just as long as I was in Alaska. And so I'm like, okay, I am now here for good. And actually going back to what you were just saying, like that magic of working for a positive community radio station, this will keep me here in at North Country Public Radio for as long as I possibly can be here, which is, I feel really lucky to have landed at a place so similar to Raven Radio. I would love to come back and just hike some mountains and pick some berries and go fishing or something, but it's a long journey to get back to Alaska.
I think we took you on a few hikes. I think that was compulsory. Take the fellow.
Absolutely.
Take
yes.
the fellow up Gavin Hill just to
yep.
test the quads. Have they got enough quads to do this job? Anyway, Russell, it's so fun catching up. It's I appreciate your doing this. It's Southeast Celebrate News Day, and talking with you and Catherine Rose is interviewing Ari Snyder for this project. It's just so refreshing to hear that what we do here is finding a foothold out in the rest of the public broadcasting community. So,
yeah, no, the values and the skills that I got from Raven Radio definitely will live in me forever. I feel really grateful to have been given that opportunity. It's such a valuable program to just even spend, you know, a year with you guys is such a great opportunity for anyone interested in becoming a great journalist.
Thanks so much, Emily. Emily Russell was our winter fellow here at Raven Radio in the KCAW newsroom in 2016 and 2017. She's now the assistant news director for North Country Public Radio in Saranac Lake, New York. Thanks for taking time to catch up with us, Russell.
Thanks so much.